Elon Musk's medical device company, Neuralink, is under federal investigation related to accusations from employees that pressure from the tech mogul to produce results led to barbaric surgeries on animals involved in scientific tests. This scandal highlights an old but important question: when is it acceptable to harm animals for human needs? Tamar Pilibosian asked Dr. Julian Copeland, lecturer in bioethics at Monash University, why there is confusion over morality in regards to harming animals for human interest.
So I think animal research is something that's been a hot button issue for a really long time, and it's quite easy to see why. Animal research has yielded all kinds of new medical interventions that save any number of human lives, but it requires necessarily that you're harming sentient beings that have interest. And people, they tend to care quite a lot about animals. We care a lot about our pet. We look after them. We can see that they can suffer. We can see that they have welfare that we need to take into account. And so the really key kind of issue when it comes to animal testing, the reason why this issue hasn't gone away and it's still being debated is because you've got this conflict between these different sets of interests, the interests of humans and scientists on the one hand, and the interests of animals who might in some experiments suffer and die as a result on the other.
Why do you think it is important to care about animals?
A few reasons, but one really central one is just because animals can suffer. They have well-being, they have welfare, and we think it's bad to inflict pain. We think it's bad to inflict suffering on people. This is something that utilitarian philosophers have sort of argued very influentially throughout history. So you had Jeremy Bentham in the 18th century. You have Peter Singer in the 1970s saying that, well, you know, animals can be harmed, they can be hurt, and we think it's bad to inflict harm and hurt. And when we're right to think that, and why should it matter that the person suffering here is an animal rather than a human? In both cases, the suffering is occurring. We've got moral reasons to avoid it. There are some other perspectives as well. So deontologists have a pro-question of animal suffering in different ways. There's this really active and fascinating debate about whether animals can have rights or whether rights are something that should be limited to humans. But even deontological philosophers who think that animals don't have rights think that we need to be careful about how we treat them, because if we become used to treating animals cruelly, then maybe we're going to be more willing to treat humans cruelly as well. So that was the argument of Immanuel Kant, who was this really famous historical deontological philosopher. And then there's this third tack taken by virtue ethics. We think that moral behavior involves developing and practicing good character traits. Things like, you know, morality means that we are honest and compassionate and that we're not dishonest and that we're not cowardly and that we're not cruel and that we're not callous. And virtue ethicists who look at animal ethics have argued that animal experimentation can involve these vices like being callous or being cruel, particularly when we haven't very carefully weighed up the benefits of the research against the harms we'll be inflicting on the animals.
Neuralink, the biotechnology company co-founded by Elon Musk, has been accused of animal cruelty and is under federal investigation in the United States. Do you know what practices the company undertake and why it became a problem?
It's a little bit hard to know exactly how the company is operating, but there have been whistleblowers from within the company that have alleged that, I guess, some of the animal experimentation has been botched and rushed, and this has had some worrying effects, both in terms of harming animals more severely than they need to be harmed, and when an experiment is botched, you need to repeat it with a new set of animals, meaning that more animals are being used and are being harmed and are being killed than necessarily need to be in order to achieve the company's objectives.
You mentioned that there are situations when you can ethically justify harming animals for research. When do those occasions arise?
So that's actually a really complicated question, I think. We have certain ways of looking at animal ethics and how we should treat them. We have certain principles of animal ethics. One really famous set of principles is called the three R's. So that involves replacing animal research where you can, reducing the numbers of animals used to the minimum necessary, and refining the experimental techniques so that you're not inflicting any more harm than you need to. And so a lot of people will say, well, when you meet these criteria, then animal research is justified. I think it's a bit more complicated. I think The three R's, they'll help you avoid unnecessary suffering, but they don't let you actually answer the question, well, okay, you know, let's say we've got an experiment. It's going to involve some suffering and it's going to achieve some kind of scientific purpose. And we've minimized the suffering as much as we can. You know, is it worth it? Should we push on with this? Is the harm that we're inflicting worth the gains? And I think that's a really important question. That's something that we're still thinking through, like as a society, as philosophers, as scientists. And it's maybe most plausible to say, well, okay, if you're going to achieve some medical breakthrough through harming a small number of animals, that seems, you know, well and truly worth it. Once you start looking at something where the gains are more speculative or where you're harming more animals more severely, that's where the really difficult questions, to my mind at least, come up.
Dr. Julian Copeland, lecturer in bioethics at Monash University, speaking there with Tamar Pelibosian.